I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, I spend 15 minutes glorifying the greatness of one Lionel Messi. I'm just kidding. They only gave me 90 seconds. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
But it's going to seem like an hour and a half.
Oh, it's going to go by so fast. The NFL has spoken. For their parts in a bounty scandal, New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton has been suspended for a year. The general manager and an assistant coach were also handed suspensions, and the team was fined $500,000 and lost second-round draft picks for the next couple of years. Some say the sanctions will cripple the franchise. Is that an appropriate response?
I think the sanctions were meant to cripple the franchise. I think that's the whole point of being punished, is that you get punished to the point where you actually feel the punishment. I mean, I've also heard that this is a selective punishment. It's only done for public relations, blah, blah, blah. You know what? The right things always get done for the wrong reasons. This is the right thing. I don't care why Roger Goodell did it. I hope it becomes a policy now and not just a one-shot, because that will be the real test.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate wants to get in on the action. I know you're not usually a fan of congressional involvement in this sort of thing. Does that opinion hold this time
around?
Yeah,
if what happens is an impetus to the NFL to further crack down on this kind of nonsense, then the Senate hearings will have accomplished something. I'm not entirely sure what they'll accomplish beyond that.
Peyton Manning is a Bronco, and Denver seems willing to back him up. Within 48 hours of signing the elder Mr. Manning, the team snagged cornerback Tracy Porter and receiver Andre Caldwell. Should we start considering Denver a contender?
We shall see. I mean, we are still talking about a 35-year-old quarterback who's had 4 to 5 to 8 to 12 neck surgeries in the last couple of years. I think on its face, take Peyton Manning's name out of the whole thing. It sounds like a very silly transaction. But Denver seems enormously happy, even given the very bizarre fallout that's happened around getting rid of Tim Tebow.
Fans at a steakhouse in Denver welcomed Peyton with a round of applause this week. But televangelist Pat Robertson had a reaction of another sort. Would you care to respond to Robertson's contention that if Manning's neck injury were to return while he plays for the Broncos, it would, quote, serve them right for sending quarterback Tim Tebow away?
Reverend Uncle Grumpy's had an interesting month. First of all, he comes out in favor of legalizing marijuana, and now he seems to be wishing injury on Peyton Manning because Tim Tebow has been dealt, you know, dealt a raw deal by Denver. I think that, you know, if I'm not going to listen to the United States Senate on, you know, bounties in the NFL, I'm sure not going to listen to Pat Robertson on one quarterback or another.
Tebow has landed with the Jets, or at least he's circling the runway as some contract technicalities are addressed. Coach Rex Ryan says he plans to design an offense that uses both current starter Mark Sanchez and Mr. Tebow, two marquee starting quarterbacks. That pretty much is bound to work out, right?
Well, Rex Ryan is sitting there with the sword of Damocles, and the hair is getting very thin, and it's going to drop on him before he has a chance to engage many of these plans, I think. It is going to be very ugly and very weird in New York the first time Mark Sanchez throws a game-changing interception. That's all I can say.
Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts are in the market for a new quarterback, and after their dismal 2011 season, they have the first draft pick to do just that. Do they take Andrew Luck or your favorite RG3?
I think that they will come around and look for as close to Peyton Manning as they can get, and that will be Andrew Luck, and I think it's very hard to go wrong with either one. I mean, I don't care where I'm going to be watching Robert Griffin III wherever he plays. It'd probably be in Washington. But I don't think you can go wrong with either one. I think the Colts will take what is perceived to be the most Peyton Manning-like pick, and that will be Andrew Luck.
You wish to talk about your brackets?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
What tournament? Goodbye. No. Florida was a 7 seed, but Florida's also Florida. I mean, they're not many years removed from having won two of these things in a row. You know, you've got 1 and 2 in the East, and Syracuse and Ohio State. Syracuse was given a great run by Wisconsin that came up just a little short.
The University of Connecticut is still appealing an NCAA rule that would make the school ineligible for the 2013 tournament due to academic performance or lack of same. Regardless of the outcome of that decision, the team is already losing starters. Do you think more players will go the way of Alex Oriaki and transfer away from Storrs, Connecticut?
I think that this is one of the fallouts when the NCAA hits you as hard as they hit the Huskies, which is to ban them from the tournament. Most of the kids in Alex Oriaki's situation, which is basically a sort of marginal NBA draft pick, need the tournament, and they're going to go find it somewhere.
Forbes has released its annual estimation of the value of Major League Baseball teams, Charlie, and as always, the numbers are up. On average, teams are worth 16% more than they were last year, but I want to direct your attention to the results of one particular team that's theoretically bankrupt.
Yes, the theoretically bankrupt Los Angeles Dodgers, which were stuck in the bleak house of all divorce cases out there for a couple of years. They are currently valued at $1.4 billion, which is a 75% increase since the previous year. You know, just the simple fact of removing the McCourts has really meant something. The interesting thing to me is that the least valuable team, according to Forbes, are the Oakland Athletics. They are reckoned to be worth about $321 million. But the second least valuable team are the Tampa Bay Rays, who are actually very good. Mm-hmm. So if you want a real bargain for $323 million, you can have the Tampa Bay Rays and their wonderful farm system.
So the moral of this story is it's better to be in Los Angeles than it is to be good.
It's also better to be in Los Angeles than it is to be in Tampa. The actual moral of the story is everything baseball management tells you about the game's financial situation is a lie.
Cardinals first baseman Lance Berkman has accused Bud Selig of, quote, extortion in the deal that moved the Astros to the American League. He might be right about that, but this is no way to get on Commissioner Bud's good side, is it?
Good for him, because I think he is right about this, and I think there was far less criticism than the move deserved. And frankly, Lance Berkman is putting a lot on the line here, and I congratulate him for it.
Charlie, it's time to shout
sports.
There we go. Okay, you care to regale our listeners with the latest world record to float over Bucharest?
A model wearing what is now regarded as the world's longest bridal train got in a balloon and floated over downtown Bucharest because I guess that's the only way you can travel with a 1.85-mile long bridal train. Because if you walk, you simply will never get anywhere. Don't try to get on the trolley because bad things will happen.
Hey.
So if you're going to have a 1.85-mile long bridal train, you got to buy the balloon, too.
Hey, you, kid, over the horizon, get off my bridal train.
I left the end of my dress at my father's funeral.
And finally, Charlie, Mary Ellen Hardison has broken a paragliding record near Salt Lake City, Utah. So what did she do? Get the highest up or glide the furthest? Or
she's 101 years old, God love her, and she set the record for being the oldest woman to paraglide tandem, which opens the question of, is there actually an oldest person who paraglided solo? She decided to start paragliding because her 75-year-old son took up the sport, and good for the Hardisons. And if they happen to see a woman in a really long bridal dress floating by, they can point her towards Bucharest.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.